Chris Edwards show on a Tuesday afternoon from 1961. Back for Mickey and Sylvia and Love is Strange.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game. Once you get it, you never wanna quit. After you've had it, you're in an awful fix. Plenty people don't understand. They think loving is money in the hand.
Sylvia.
Yes, Mickey.
How do you call your lover boy?
Come here, lover boy.
And if he doesn't answer?
Oh, lover boy.
And if he still doesn't answer?
I simply say, baby. Oh, baby. My sweet baby. You're the one. Baby.
One of the funkiest and grooviest records from 1961. Mickey and Sylvia, Love is Strange. Million Dollar Music on the Chris Edwards Show. It's 12 before 5 at KYA.
Come on now and find yourself at Sears Junior Bazaar. Discover you can be somebody new. The in look, the now look. Sears has it.
Listen, baby, the greatest gear for messing around is here. Rough and ready cotton corduroy jeans and bandless waist, fringe tie belts, big patch pockets, and wide leg openings. They're great for lounging around or going out. And gals, the only way to sport your jeans is with a striped cotton knit top. Scoop up your favorite jeans and tops at your Bay Area Sears Swingin' Junior Bazaar.
Come on now and find yourself at Sears Junior Bazaar. Discover you can be somebody new. The in look, the now look, Sears has it.
Tonight on KYA's Tom Campbell Show.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Donovan, his music, his songs, his words. Tonight at 8, it's my pleasure to present a solid hour special dedicated to Donovan.
Jennifer.
This is just the first in a series of September specials on KYA dedicated to the artists who have contributed the most to human awareness in music and life. Dig Donovan, be with me tonight for the Donovan special.
KYA.
Thank you.
matter how far. Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Mountain High Enough on KYA with Chris Edwards at 7 before 5 o'clock, and that is San Francisco's number one record this week. Minnesota. Good weather brewing up for us. Fair and warmer, except for the low clouds near the ocean, of course. Clear in San Francisco. 59 degrees above Nob Hill. 65 over in the East Bay. And now, 9 uninterrupted minutes of music opening up with Creedence.
Long as I can see. middle of more minutes of nonstop music from KYA.
To me.
Star in War. I'm KYA on the Chris Edwards Show. It's 5:03.
All right. All you guys who keep saying how you're going to go cross-country once you get a hold of some wheels, here's your chance. The folks at Remington are giving away Honda motorcycles. 50 Honda 125 SS motorcycles are just waiting for any 50 guys who win Remington sweepstakes. Relax, they don't care if you're shaving not, so you don't have to buy a shaver or anything. Just get to the closest Remington dealer you can find before October 1st and fill out the coupon. And say, I don't feel too bad if you don't win wheels. They're also giving out 5,000 MGM Zabriskie Point records. Maybe you'll win one of them. So walk over to a Remington dealer now. With a little luck, you'll never have to walk again.
Void where prohibited by law.
Get your free entry blanket. See the new Remington shavers at all Bay Area Macy's stores. This is KYA, where Hardy has the hits at midnight tonight. All night, every night, the John Hardy Show on KYA.
Dreams, therefore, those
Everett, still hanging on to number 12 on the KYA San Francisco Music Power Survey. I want to make it with you. It's 5:08, and this is Chris Edwards.
Reflections of yesterday behind me. Now there's a better place.
I'm at Tom McCann. They're dude boots. I dig the country and everything about it. I dig country western music, and I dig country western boots. Dude boots from Tom McCann.
Walk along.
KYA and Tom McCann invite you to enter the New Frontiers Contest. Stop by your nearest Tom McCann shoe store and find out how you can win a Honda mini bike, a color TV, or dozens of other prizes. Winning's easy. Complete contest rules and entry blanks at all Bay Area Tom McCann stores. Owens, looking out my back door. Fogarty's out of sight with CCR on KYA. It's Chris Edwards at 5:11.
Do some threads your father never wore. Do some colors you've never done before. Sears Put-On Shop really puts you on to you.
Boy, have they ever. Sears Put-On Shops now have on sale contrasted sport shirts with long point stand-up collars, flap pockets, tapered body look, and their no-iron permapress for convenience. Available in sizes 13 to 15 and a half for only $4. Visit any Sears Put-On Shop today, and while you're there, register for the free LP albums by Steve Miller, The Jackson 5, or Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Sears Put-On Shops have put it on for you in the most talked-about fall fashions ever. You stay tuned to KYA for other fantastic Bay Area Sears Put-On Shop specials.
Do it leather, do it vested, do it single or double breasted. Sears Put-On Shop really puts you on to you. Put-On Shop really puts you on.
The Marmalade uncorks six more uninterrupted minutes of music on KYA.
KYA.
you've got million-seller, million-dollar music from 1968 from Aretha Franklin at 5:17 on the KYA Chris Edwards Show. Your love is like a seesaw, baby.
Hello, this is Ernie Ford. In my book, there are just 8 basic types who buy new Fords during the Ford dealer's official clearance. I call type number 7 Mr. Lucky. Now, this guy is loaded. He never shops for bargains, doesn't even know the Ford dealer's official clearance is on. He just happens to saunter by his Ford dealer's showroom during the sale and drives out with the kind of deal people wait for all year long. But poor Mr. Lucky, he has no idea of how much money he saved. And you, all you have to do is ask your Ford dealer.
All right, Ernie, let's talk about price now. Like on Ford's new low-priced Torino, it was already $200 less than any other Torino model, and now it's clearance price. What kind of car is priced so low? Simply the car of the year. Picked by Motor Trend Magazine's team of experts, over 15 opponents, and now it beats them in price, too. Torino, $200 less to start. Now clearance price at your Ford dealer's official clearance. Don't delay. There's only 9 clearance days left. See your Ford dealer today.
1216 KYA.
With more minutes of the music you want to hear every hour, every day.
Being alone at night makes me sad, girl. Yet brings me down, all right. Tossing and turning and freezing. And burning and crying all through the night.
Whoa, Julie, 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 do you love me? Julie, 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 do you care? Julie, Julie, are you thinking of me? Julie, Julie, will you still be
so much fun together. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time.
Number 10 in San Francisco at KYA this week at 5:21 on the Chris Edwards Show with Julie. Julie, do you love me, please?
The way her hair shines, it's fantastic.
Lights up, bright side.
Well, outdoors, the sun bounces off her hair like...
Bright side with optical brightness.
Brightside Shampoo. It's new. Brightside's the only shampoo with optical brighteners. Tiny sources of light you shampoo in for hair that gleams like sunlight on silver.
Brightside for clean and polished hair.
Give them a silver bullet. Yeah, go surfside in the Brightside sweepstakes, gals and guys. First prize is an expense-paid vacation for two in Hawaii, plus $1,000 in spending money, huh? Second prize is 5 Scat Kitty mini fun bikes. Third prize is 100 Channel Master Swinger portable phonos. Fourth prize is 1,000 stereo record albums featuring The Who and the Strawberry Alarm Clock. And here's how you enter. You just pick up an entry blank at the Brightside Shampoo at your favorite food, drug, or discount store. No purchases required. Brightside, the new shampoo with optical brighteners. Fair and warmer our San Francisco weather. It's 76 down in San Jose right now. Clear in San Francisco, it's 59 above Knob Hill at KYA.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Then the woman that she was drove her on with desperation, and I saw as she went a most hopeless situation for Joanne.
Has a top 10 song in San Francisco, 525 with Chris Edwards on KYA, and he's backed up, of course, by the First National Band at 1260.
Elliot Gould's world is just like yours, a little unreal.
I believe the first man and woman grew from rhubarb stalks.
Of course, if you don't like your world, you can always
move.
Move.
This moving's much more than I bargained for.
Move. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without a parent. Pure Gould from 20th Century Fox.
Oh, that's kinky.
Hey, C-Move, it starts tomorrow in an exclusive Northern California engagement at the North Point Theater. That's here in San Francisco. Well, the old question's upon us again. Where for dinner tonight? You want to take the wifey out of the kitchen, guys? Come on, you're on the way home. She's home slaving. Listen, take it to Cilla Oliva's world-famous exposition for Scrotto. The reason? Well, the food service, decor, showroom, and free parking facilities. That's why. Plus, the great reason is Chef R. Davis has his fabulous recipes. The Cilla Oliva special, which is filet of turbo, stuffed with crab diablo. Then there's the chef's combination fried seafood plate. They all add up to great things at the Exposition Fish Grotto, number one at Fisherman's Wharf, with plenty of free parking space and two splendid banquet rooms for your private parties.
Sounds like good advice, but there's no way.
This is John Ferris with the 5:30 news from KYA San Francisco. It's 59 degrees in the city. The forecast follows the news. President Nixon calls today's Senate defeat of a move to force U.S. withdrawal from Indochina by the end of next year a vote of confidence in his policy. Vice President Spiro Agnew said in San Clemente today,
I'd like to point out, in summary of this trip, what I had to say to the president was that I find and I found a great acceptance for the Nixon doctrine among the Asian leaders that I visited.
President Nixon says that former President Lyndon Johnson will be on hand for a state dinner Thursday in Coronado. Meanwhile, today, the Western White House says the dispute over waiters being brought in and displacing waitresses at the Hotel Del Coronado has been a misunderstanding. Farm labor leader Cesar Chavez says he's fighting the Teamsters Union in the Salinas Valley to save his union from destruction. Chavez said today in San Francisco, we do not choose to continue this fight, but we have no alternative. And Chavez said,
the strike now is on its seventh day. There's much growing opposition, much litigation, but amidst all this trouble, I see that there's going to be success.
A Continental Airlines jet has taken off for Hawaii after a bomb threat forced the 747 plane to return to Los Angeles.
We received a telephone bomb threat on flight 603 when the flight was approximately 30 minutes in the air. We turned the flight around. It landed at Los Angeles Airport, went to West Imperial Terminal. All the passengers were disembarked safely. The plane is now being searched by the authorities.
Continental spokesman Joseph Daley. The state attorney general filed a civil suit in San Diego today against the U.S. Navy and high-ranking Navy officials, charging pollution of the Pacific Ocean with oil and other petroleum products. California stands to be the big gainer in the House of Representatives on the basis of preliminary census counts. Regional Director of the Bureau of Census, Leonard Isley.
Total for California, 19,696,840. That's about 19.7 million for California. And this should make us the number one state in the nation. It looks like California will, for the first time, be ahead of New York in a federal census.
And Leonard Isley explained,
in the preliminary figures, the second largest still is San Francisco. In the final figures, this may be changed. It may possibly be San Diego, because we do have, in the San Diego preliminary figure, we have not put in the crews of vessels that are assigned to San Diego Harbor and San Diego City. And if I remember the figures properly, the number that may be added in the final count might put San Diego ahead of San Francisco.
Police in San Francisco are puzzled over the motive for the death of a young Volunteers in Service to America worker. The body of 26-year-old Robert Gunnard was found in a fourth-floor corridor of a 10-story building in a Chinatown housing development. Police said he was stabbed in the back and chest, but not robbed. A 33-year-old mother has been formally charged with attempted murder by dropping her infant son 25 feet onto a busy L.A. freeway from a pedestrian overpass. The L.A. District Attorney's Office charged Esther Aguirre today. Her 18-month-old son, Juvenile, survived the fall last Friday when an oncoming highway patrolman braked his car just in time to block other traffic. The Sharon Tate murder trial has been recessed for a second day. One of the three women co-defendants, Susan Atkins, is being treated at a hospital jail ward. Formal murder charges were read today to Fred Zemp, a San Gabriel father accused in the claw hammer slayings of his wife, mother-in-law, and young son on the 8th of July. Deputy District Attorney Coleman Schwartz explained,
well, Mr. Trammell arraigned Mr. Sims, advised him of the charge, gave his attorney a copy of the preliminary transcript and of the information, which is the pleading in the case. The defense attorney, Mr. Mountis, in the Public Defender's Office, asked that two psychiatrists be appointed. One, the same one was appointed at the initial preliminary hearing, and an additional one. And then he asked for September 22nd to plea. And we also made a motion to rescind the gag order.
A class suit has been filed in U.S. District Court here in San Francisco, charging authorities in Alameda County with denying prisoners essential medical care. The suit cites 15 specific instances, including where three were alleged lack of medical treatment at Santa Rita Prison Farm led to death. Trial judges don't need a district attorney's approval to dismiss a defendant's prior narcotics conviction during sentencing. That ruling was made today in San Francisco by the California Supreme Court. Six Mexican-Americans from San Diego have been arrested in connection with the store firebombings in the East L.A. riot area overnight. Speaking to the Board of Supervisors today, L.A. County Sheriff Peter Pitches said,
"These people who would seek to destroy our law and order constantly try to blame the police whenever such an occurrence takes place. I'm getting fed up with this type of a thing, and I think that the American citizens should get fed up with it, because these men go out and risk their lives daily to protect the public."
L.A. County Sheriff Peter Pitches. The Department of Transportation is going to use its large highway trust fund to encourage urban use of mass transit over autos. A judge in Philadelphia has refused to lower the $100,000 bail set for each of 14 Black Panthers jailed after a shootout Monday. Jordan's King Hussein has escaped an attack by Arab guerrillas on his motorcade. KYA time, 5:35, sports and weather next.
"We hand-built the engine, Dad, almost. Special cams, special lifters. And after we ran it, we tore it down. You should see it. Every part looked like new. That's some kind of motor oil, that Quaker stuff."
When your kid starts telling you what motor oil to use, listen. He may be your kid, but that's no kiddie car he's driving. A 390 cube four-on-the-floor muscle machine that purrs like a family cat. He knows cars, and he knows motor oils. He gets something extra with Quaker State motor oil. Peace of mind. Quaker State is refined only from Pennsylvania-grade crude oil. 100% pure, the world's best natural lubricant. Fortified to be the very best engine protection money can buy. Take the advice of the resident car expert in your family. Ask for Quaker State. Peace of mind. By the quart.
Quaker State is the best engine protection you can buy, Dad. No question about it.
Quaker State, your car, to keep it running young.
The Green Bay Packers have traded cornerback Herb Adderley to the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys gave up center Malcolm Walker and defensive end Clarence Williams. The Oakland Raiders have traded defensive end Ike Lassiter to the Boston Patriots for an undisclosed future draft choice. Former world heavyweight champ Cassius Clay is geared to fight hard tomorrow night when he returns to the ring for the first time in 3 years. Billy Casper continues to be the leading money winner on this year's Pro Golf Tour. Denny McClain's suspension for dousing two Detroit sports writers with ice water in the Detroit clubhouse will end at midnight on Friday. KYA Bay Area weather calls for fair skies, except those low clouds nights and mornings. Tonight's low, near 50. Around the bay, it's 76 in San Jose, 65 in Oakland, 72 in Marin. Above Nob Hill, now skies are clear, and the city temperature is 59 degrees. For KYA News, John Ferris. For KYA Music, Riz Edwards.
the Chris Edwards Show. It's 20-6, KYA.
It's a fact that Opel, Buick's foreign economy car, might very well be the best bargain of the year, especially now.
Did you say Buick's foreign economy car?
I certainly did. Opel is the only foreign car with a GM mark of excellence. Opel is the only foreign car with GM safety features.
But you said Opel is a bargain.
Now, Opel is a great bargain because the selection of Opel models, Opel colors, and Opel equipment is phenomenal. During the next few weeks, the Buick dealers in this area are going to prove to everyone that you can get real economy without sacrificing one smidgen of comfort or class.
Are they having a sale?
A sale? It's an event.
Sounds like Buick dealers are putting the heat on.
They're putting the heat on the competition. There will never be a better time to buy an Opel.
How about trade-ins?
Trade-ins are great because Opels are sold by Buick dealers, and Buick dealers can give you the kind of trade-in you'd expect only on a domestic car.
What would they give me for my wife? She's a 1945 model, but she's in pretty good condition, and I just bought her a new set of tires.
I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt because he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would take him back down. One day, papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, depending on your son to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. 2 days later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you. Strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the fields, cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, to make another day. Though years have passed and all the kids have grown, they just took Mama to a brand new home. God knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years, saying, Patches, I'm depending on your son.
My request from San Francisco at 478-3240 for Patches. It's 16 before 6 o'clock with Chris Edwards on KYA.
Today, class, we will talk about the wild, wild west. And as I look at your peaches and cream complexions, looks like the cream is curdled, it brings to mind my experiences with the infamous Blackhead tribe, so called because of their rather unfortunate skin eruptions and oily skin. Out trapping one day, thousands of them captured me and brought me before Big Chief Soilface, the biggest blackhead of all. Pay attention, young man. With your face, you could have been a member of that tribe. I figured I could save my skin if I could clean and clear his. So I gave him the great medicated lotion 1006. Remember that, class? Bonnie Bell 1006. I told him to apply it every morning and night. The results were so uncanny, he set me free and gave me enough beads and wampum to finance the Lewis and Clark expedition. And now, students, if any of you have a deck of cards and a few...
For clean, clear, honest skin, get 1006 lotion at leading drug and department stores.
All right, sir. K.Y. Clujie to the registration for fall session classes in dance and theater arts, September 1st through 11th at 1530 Buchanan Street, 2nd floor. For further information, phone 931-9228. That's the Performing Arts Workshop. Million Dollar Music Galore on the Chris Edwards Show. Got it here from the Spiral Staircase about a year ago. They loved you more today than yesterday. Do it to it.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true,
before 6 o'clock, that's Million Dollar Music from a year ago on the Chris Edwards Show at KYA with the Spiral Staircase, and more today than yesterday.
KYA's Tom Campbell Show.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Donovan, his music, his songs, his words. Tonight at 8, it's my pleasure to present a solid hour special dedicated to Donovan.
Jennifer.
This is just the first in a series of September specials on KYA dedicated to the artists who have contributed the most to human awareness in music and life. Dig Donovan, be with me tonight for the Donovan special.
KYA.
That's the Payday song, eh? El Condor Pasa from Bridge Over Troubled Water album. Simon and Garfunkel, 7 before 6 o'clock with Chris Edwards on KYA.
Today, my mind is far away. If I tried, I could not name the day. So I think I'll walk to town, try and lift my eyes off the ground.
So you missed a few days. You know that you have to work at clearing up pimples every day. So wash with gentle Physohex. With Physohex, you help clear the pores of dirt, grease, and harmful bacteria better than any soap or medicated soap can. You remove a cause of infection, help prevent the spread of pimples,